My name's Jono Bacon.
I'm Stuart Langridge.
And we are the cult of...
Shot of Jack! For all that free software is a meritocracy, there are certain people who are the big names. Just like in Hollywood, everyone's eager to hear about their celebrities. Which phone does Linus Torvalds use? Which editor does Miguel de Icaza spend his days in? Does Brendan Eich wear pants when he's hacking? The cult of personality is alive and well even in such a celebrity-averse environment as ours. It's easy to sneer at people who follow and admire particular hackers. Just as it's easy to sneer at people who read Hello magazine and care about what Britney ate for dinner. You see, there I just sneered at those people who are stupid. But having a celebrity on board can help your project no end. You get public visibility on what's going on, you get more people want to use your program or chip in with coding, you may even get people join the community just because their hacker celebrity is already there. So how do you get celebrities on board? Does having a big name help to pull your community together? And what happens if they sod off to join a rival project?
I think the first step in understanding this is and the cult of personality is what we mean by celebrity. I mean, I think what we're basically talking about is spokesmen and spokespeople, rather. Is that right?
Yeah, that's reasonable. I mean, we talk about a celebrity, but people aren't really celebrities. There's a load of people who everyone knows their name because they've almost always because they've done something valuable in the past. And now people are more inclined to look at them and watch what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing is, with you know, if we look at open source as an example, I remember when I first got involved, there was the obvious names, people such as, you know, Richard Stallman and Linus Torvalds and Eric Raymond. And then as I kind of got into GNOME, I was inspired by people such as Miguel de Icaza and Joe Shaw and Nat Friedman, all these people. And they became kind of, I don't want to use the term father figures, but they were kind of people who I looked up to and inspired me because I was quite young. But the thing that I've noticed when we're talking about this kind of celebrity thing is that each of these people had substance. They'd done something worthwhile in their particular nugget of the internet. And I think what's happened is that as open source has become more widespread, we've started seeing some people kind of coming in as spokespeople who don't really have the substance. So I think what's really important for people, you know, because we're a meritocracy, is that the people who are known as spokespeople have actually done something worthwhile to build that trust in their community that they kind of look up to them as, you know, as people that they that inspire.
One of the interesting things I think is that if you follow what someone's doing, you read what they're doing on Twitter, you're an admirer of their work, their hacking, their projects that they work on, that you feel like you know them slightly, a little bit more than other people do. And this is exactly the same with, you know, actual celebrities, film stars, what have you. I mean, in my head, if both you and I went up to Sarah Michelle Gellar, right, I'd expect her to be slightly nicer to me because I'm a big Buffy fan and you aren't.
Now, because I don't have a cardboard cutout of her in my study,
well,
right?
Exactly, right? And of course, she wouldn't know me from frigging Adam, and she wouldn't know you from frigging Adam, and she'd be, and to her, we'd be just two guys.
Two, you know, horrible guys that she met on the street.
Exactly. So there's this kind of unwarranted sense that people who you admire ought to somehow know you. You feel like you know them a little bit more than you actually do.
I think that might be quite disconcerting. I think you're right, because I think what happens is, I don't know about you, but when I look up to people, and not just inside open source, like, so for example, two people that really inspire me, Larry David, who co-wrote Seinfeld and wrote Curb Your Enthusiasm, and Nico McBrain, the drummer for Iron Maiden. Those two people are like huge inspiration in my life. And it's not just because of the work that they've done, but they're the people that they are people who I want to be like. I like their personalities, and their personalities inspire me. Like Nico McBrain, lovely guy all the time, always fun, always jovial. And I think it's you kind of align personalities as well. So I get the impression that people feel like they know these people a little bit more because they kind of feel like they really identify them. And then, of course, the work that they do kind of inspires them as well.
Because they aspire to be like them. Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I think's interesting about that, well, I said it's disconcerting. It must be disconcerting for celebrities, whether they are hacker celebrities or whether they are really famous people, to get fanboyed. Because if you feel like you know someone, you'll be slightly more open with them and slightly more pushy than you would do otherwise. And how do you deal with that? If you are one of these famous hackers who people look up to, if you're Linus Torvalds or whatever, he must get mobbed at conferences by people like, wow, Linus, I've been following what you've been doing for years and years and years. And Linus is like, hang on, I'm just trying to eat a sandwich here. Leave me alone. So how do you deal with that sense of responsibility?
I think it's interesting, like, when you see different people and how they deal with it in different ways. Like, Linus is a great example. I remember going to, what was it? It was, I think it was LinuxCon or something it was around plumbers in Portland. And there was an evening event, and Linus got invited to this evening event. So he was kind of, like, around. And it was as if there was, like, electric in the air. And people wouldn't leave him alone. Like, he was playing pool with a guy. He was just minding his own business and playing pool with a guy. And there was, like, some dude with a video camera and people taking pictures and going up and wanting photos to take with him. And I was thinking to myself, the guy wrote a fucking kernel. I mean, much as I respect his work, let's get things in perspective a little bit. The guy wrote a kernel. He wrote a kernel. But Linus, like, clearly hates every second of it. He's not one of these people that kind of says, yeah, I don't like it, but, you know, secretly craves it. But then you can see other people in the industry who you know, just love every second of it and are constantly traveling and constantly wanting to do slots and have photos taken with people. And, you know, which one of those two personalities should we kind of look for in our communities?
Well, that's the interesting thing. If you think about people who are spokespersons for specific projects, that some of them have got that way deliberately through design. They feel like they can do a really good job at representing that project and publicizing that project, which is fine. Some people seem to have just ended up being spokesperson, the person that everyone turns to for that project, even though they didn't want to. And it's weird how you can imagine if you step down from being the spokesperson for a project because you don't really like the attention or you just want to get on with hacking rather than talking, then you'll get a certain amount of bollocking because you're now no longer representing that project and you'll do the project some damage. So how much responsibility is there on you to do stuff that you don't want to do because everyone expects it of you?
I think that's a key thing is the responsibility that's associated with being a spokesperson. So two examples here. One was, for example, when we did Lug Radio and we're doing Shot of Jack. I mean, when we were doing Lug Radio, a lot of people saw you and I as spokespeople for Lug Radio. And it was a small thing. And with me, I mean, Ubuntu is, you know, I'm seen to some people as a spokesperson for Ubuntu. And one thing that I felt, without turning this into some horrible introverted kind of 3 minutes of Jono time, bear with me, folks, but it's actually really hard because some people, I think there's a responsibility to serve your community well, and there's a responsibility to do the best by your community. But what happens is, by your association with a community, people expect more of you than you can give. And one thing that's I've experienced over the last 3.5 years of working at Canonical is the fact that, I'm not going to deny, earlier in my career, I enjoyed being that person. I enjoy being in the limelight. And what's happened in more recent years is that I'm actually trying to step back a bit. Like, part of the reason why I don't travel as much is because I don't want my association with Ubuntu to outshine or overshine or overshadow anybody else's. Like, I don't want to overshadow my team, as an example. I want George and Daniel and David to enjoy the fruits of their success and not to be just those guys who work for Jono. And I think that I've spoken to other people who've been spokespeople in projects, and they've felt exactly the same thing, that you have this very fine balance. Like, on one hand, you're expected to make a lot of noise about things and get people pumped up and excited, and I love every second of doing that. But on the other hand, you don't want to feel like you're treading on anybody else's toes.
And that's really the interesting thing, how you manage it if you are the target of a cult of personality because you're associated with a particular project. And one of the things that I'm really interested in is when listeners to the show look at the people that they admire, the people that they aspire to be in the open source community, what attributes inspire you about them? What do you look at and say, I want to be like them because of this? Is it how they manage that work? Is it just the work that they do? Is it that they're really good at publicizing a project? Is it that they don't do any work about publicizing a project and just create really good code?
Absolutely. I think it'd be really interesting to hear from listeners as to what are the things that they really look up to in a member of the cult of personality in the project they're interested in, like personality, skills, whatever it might be. So, folks, you either start the conversation, and you need to go to shotofjack.org, where you heard this shot, and go and share your comments right there.
And you can also go to shotofjack.org/discuss to find out all the other ways you can talk to us.